today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Satan in the view of Islam. Please be with us. Today, Tuesday, is the 26th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Hijr, verse 32-35. Let's listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال يا إبليس ما لك ألا تكون مع الساجدين
Allah said, O Iblis, what is the matter with you that you are not with those who prostrate?
قال لم أكن لأسجد لبشر خلقته من صلصال من حمأ مسنون
He said, Never would I prostrate to a human whom you created out of clay from an altered black mud.
قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم
Allah said, Then get out of it, for indeed you are expelled. And indeed, upon you is the curse until the day of recompense.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Iblis, who was selfishly engaged in matters of pride and egoism, so much so that he had lost his wisdom, responded to the Lord in a rude way. He who had not been kept in touch with the secrets of creation due to his pride and egoism, and who fell down suddenly from the climax of his position, was no more eligible to be among the ranks of the angels. And Satan was warned to beware that his arrogance served as the source of his disbelief. This disbelief made his cast off forever. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are with today's special, and we're going to speak about Satan's few strengths and many weaknesses. As far as people are concerned, Satan is neither weak nor strong. His condition is determined by the people themselves. Concerning believers, Satan is weak and cannot do much. Stronger one's faith and piety, the weaker Satan becomes. Everything believers do is the antidote to the Satan's trickery. He's powerless and desperate. He's a lost cause. Believers are furthermore in control of Satan. They do not worry about him, but about how to keep him at bay by intensifying their devotion and worship. By taking care of themselves, believers know that they take care of Satan and of everything that can be associated with him.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with studying various ways of satanic temptations. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this regard, indicated in this way. وَاعْتَبَرُوا بِمَا فَعَلَ بِمَا كَانَ مِنْ فِعْلِ اللَّهِ بِإِبْلِيسِ إِذْ أَحْبَطَ عَمَلُهُ الطَّوِيلُ وَجُهْدُهُ الْجَهِيدُ وَقَدْ كَانَ قَدْ عَبَّدَ اللَّهُ 6,000 لَا يَدْرِي أَمِنَ صُنَّ الدُّنْيَا أَمَّنْ صُنَّ الْآخِرَةِ عَنْ كِبْرَ السَّاعَةَ وَاحِدَةً فَمَنْ ذَا بَعْدَ إِبْلِيسِ يُسَلِّمْ عَنِ اللَّهِ بِمِثْلِ مَعَسِيَتِهِ. It wasn't, Imam Amir al-Mu'minin al-Salam indicated that 6,000 years Iblis was busy with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody knows that, whether, this length of time, 6,000 years, should be calculated according to, our year in this world or the year in the world hereafter. However, this is a quite, lengthy period of time and quite considerable. However, it must be indicated that nobody should regard oneself being free from satanic temptations, because Satan, after 6,000 years of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, averted from the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It follows that since a creature used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6,000 years and then finally he turned into an opposite or an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no guarantee for us not to turn against tyrants and against the opposites and against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everybody should be always watchful.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Now today's and in this part, we're gonna get familiar with Satan's best strategies. Always thinking negatively. Yes, thinking negatively about everything in life brings misery and ingratitude for what Allah has blessed one with. One of the goals of the Satan is to make us ungrateful, so this is a trait that is loved by the Satan and hated by Allah. Thus, we should always aim to be grateful to Allah for everything, no matter how big or small. Other strategy is belittling sin. This is one of the most dangerous things we can do. The more we belittle our sins, the more the Satan becomes our close and intimate companion.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
let's try to find the answer of this question, how to defeat Satan. One way is observing good manners. Sometimes the smallest things that we do are the things that bring Satan closer to us. As Muslims, every action that we do should start with the name of Allah, the Almighty, so that we can seek refuge from the evils of Satan. For example, whenever you enter your house or start a meal, begin with the name of Allah and seek refuge from Satan, because the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "When a man enters his house and mentions Allah's name on entering and on his food, the devil says, 'You have no place to spend the night and no evening meal.' But when he enters without mentioning Allah's name on entering, the devil says, 'You have found a place to spend the night.' And when he does not mention Allah's name at his foot, he says, 'You have found a place to spend the night and an evening meal.'"
Shaitan went to the Prophet Ayub, and he went to the Prophet Ibrahim, and he went to other prophets. He would come to Rasulullah and he would whisper to Rasulullah that you're not successful, nobody's following you, nobody's really going to convert to the religion of Islam. And it was a form of discouragement to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah asked Allah, he said, "Oh Allah, give me a dua to remove the whispers of shaitan." And Allah revealed this ayah. وَقُلْ and say, "Ya Rasulullah, رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ." Oh Allah, I seek refuge to you. مِنْ حَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, from the whispers of the Satans, shayateen. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضَرُونَ, and I seek refuge to you, O Allah, from their existence. Many of us, every single day, we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانَ الرَّجِيمِ. We say it in almost every prayer. We say it when we want to recite the Quran. And when we say it when we feel that shaitan has come near us. But some people believe that as soon as they say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim," shaitan is going to turn around and run away 100 miles an hour. He's going to be gone. So, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim," blast the music, man. Why? I said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim," it's not going to affect me anymore. We go into a party, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim." Nothing's going to happen. I said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim." No, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim" means that I seek refuge to Allah. That's the first portion. That means I lead a godly life. I lead a life that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, I do everything according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and that is how I seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. That was all for today's special, inshallah. We continue this interesting topic, that is the difference between Satan and Iblis and the concept of both of them. So we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. And fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.